It is Wednesday, May 25th, 2011. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grada.
And with us is Becca Bacon-Martin. She is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
Tonight, two choices. You could be in one of two places. You can't be in both of them. Tonight, Frank Vignola and the Virtuoso Band are in concert as part of the Artisphere Festival. They are performing at 6 o'clock at the Thorn Crown Chapel in Eureka Springs.
$5.
So you can be there. Or you could be at the Walton Arts Center for something completely different, a click and clack sort of moment. Ron White.
Rescheduled from earlier?
From the great blizzard of 2011.
Not the Great Flood, but the Great
Not the Great Flood, the Great... I'm starting to get a bad feeling about this. He will be performing at 7 o'clock tonight and at 7 and 9:30 tomorrow night at the Walton Arts Center. Tickets start at $46. And when he gets off stage, there will be an after party at George's that features Margot Ray, a musician who happens to be his wife.
Now, and she's there's an after party both nights?
There's an after party both nights.
Wow.
And
he is of the blue collar, redneck
comedy tour.
White
tater salad, yes,
comedy tour. And he's the one who generally has the drink and the cigar on stage.
Yes.
I know exactly who he is.
Good for you.
He's the funniest of them all, I think.
And his wife is apparently a great musician, and she is also a breast cancer survivor, so she's donating $1 from each ticket sold to her performance at George's to the Susan Komen Foundation.
Okay.
So you can be at both Ron White and George's, but...
If you're going to be in Eureka,
you probably... I don't think you can be in Eureka at the same time.
Not legally, no.
So your choice.
All right.
Thanks, Becca.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.